just for a few minutes, just for 2 minutes, I want to just expand on something that I mentioned very briefly last week. If you were here last Sunday morning, I'd been riding on my bike, and I'd noticed from a number of different places the wind turbines. You know the wind turbines? I don't know if you realise, but yesterday was the anniversary of the starting of the wind turbines. So I don't know if there was a little party somewhere, but it was actually a year yesterday since those things started to spin. You know the things I'm talking about, don't you? The wind turbine things? Yeah? And I'd noticed that although I see them from different places, I suddenly found myself... I think I mentioned it last week. I was in Ravenshead, and I came down the hill, and I suddenly realised that although this was a place that I'd been to for years and years, I'd always been in Ravenshead, I'd always gone down the hill. But suddenly I could see these wind turbines. They must have been there all year doing their thing, but I'd never actually noticed it. And then when we're driving back from Newark, there's obviously a good view of the wind turbines, and there's different views when you're coming, going the other way as well. And so it just suddenly grabbed hold of me that actually these things are always there, but I hadn't seen it and just seen them from a different perspective. So I did my research, I went out with my camera, and I just took a few photos, and just so that you can see these wind turbine things from a few different angles. Picture's not perfect, but this was one angle where yesterday I could see the wind turbines from. Does anyone know how tall they are? 125 meters. Yeah, that's right. This is you'll notice that actually, well, you can't see it particularly clearly. I know if you come around later to my house, we'll have a look at it. You can see a lot clearer. But you can see that this from this angle, they're all facing this way, driving down. This is driving down the hill on the Mar Road towards Rainworth. And this next shot is a bit closer. The next shot. Okay, so you can see them full on at this point. And is there one more? Oh, yeah, it was great with the clouds just behind it, spinning away, doing their thing. These things are amazing, aren't they? Do you know how many houses these supply power to? Sorry? Did you say 9, John? You were close. Yeah. It's 5,400. These supply... That's all of them together, yeah, supply enough energy for the average household for 5,400, if the information that I found is accurate. I have no reason to suspect that it wouldn't be. But as I saw these, and it's funny, they keep cropping up. There was the time last week when I was in Ravenshead, but a number of times I've been driving from different places, and the road that's normally familiar to me, suddenly I've seen these wind turbines. And I know that when they were put up, there was a bit of controversy, and some people didn't like them and some people loved them, whatever. Well, I really like them. And they just somehow capture something in my imagination, suddenly seeing these things there. And as I saw it, particularly the last week, I felt that God was saying that there's things around that we're going to see from a different perspective. And as I've been, I don't know about you, but as I've been praying this last week, these last 10 days, whatever it is, one of the things that's come through really strongly to me is that God wants to speak to us as a church, that he's going to show us things and we're going to see things from a different perspective. I don't know if you've ever thought about it before, but in our Christian journey, in our Christian walk, your perspective has a real influence on the things that you believe. So, for example, one of the things that we often talk about is when someone is talking about the Father heart of God, when we're talking about God as Father, if we've had a bad experience in our own earthly relationships with our Father, then this can influence, and we know, you know, naturally it does. It causes us to think certain things about the way that our Heavenly Father is. And yet, then it influences our perspective, doesn't it? If you think of God as always being a judge, if that's your image, that's your picture of God as judge, then, which of course is an element, it is part of God's character, God is judge. But if that's only the thing that we think about, then when we come to God and when we're praying, if that's all we can see, that God is going to judge us, that that's the way God treats us, then it means that we don't get to see everything that God really is. And I guess You've heard people say that before, and I guess you know it's true. But I've really felt strongly that in this time of prayer, that what God is going to do is he's going to shake our perspectives a little bit. And what I'd like us to do this morning is allow ourselves to peer back the curtains a little bit and see things from a different angle. See things that perhaps are very familiar to us, but see them in such a way that we allow to change our lives. So let me give you one example. This is very quick. But as I was, I don't know if you've been using the notes that Janet has made for us this week. Those of you who were around last week and picked up the notes that Janet's put together that help us to have some. There's a number of Bible readings every day. There's some commentary. There's some advice. There's some information on fasting, etc., etc. But there was a couple of things that just hit me as I was thinking about this. And this is just an example, really, but I wanted to give you an example, and then we'll just pray for a moment before the kids come back in, and we're going to get them to pray for us as well. But the thing that grabbed me, Jacob, could you put that? This was one of the things. Oh, no, forget about that. This is one of the readings. That Janet had put together for us this week, and then I'll explain to you why it grabbed me. I think I put part of it. Yeah, he came into the world he created, but the world did not recognize him. Came to his own people, even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. They're reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. And then I think it was the day before, actually. So I've muddled up the order a little bit. But this is one of the things that we had in our readings. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. And as I read these scriptures, and obviously they're talking about Jesus, but they're also talking about Father God and the fact that we are children of God. And I don't know about you, but I needed a bit of a shake-up in terms of perspective on us, on me, being a children of God. Because one of the things that, if you're a parent, that you'll know, but a lot of your perspectives change when you become a parent. Does anyone agree with that? So things that you thought, if you haven't been involved in this parenting thing yet, then believe me, it is a reality. Your perspective changes in quite a few different ways. I know when the kids were going to be born, lots of people give you helpful advice and say everything is going to change. When you become a parent, everything is going to change. And I'm sure it's not quite everything, but a lot of things do change. And you see things from a different angle. You see things from a different perspective. And it hit me as I was reading this and reminded that God is... we're in his family, we're in God's family, we're children of God. And actually, this is something that God wanted to do. He set it in place, and it gave him great pleasure. I don't know about you, do you sometimes forget the fact that when God made you and brought you into his family, that it actually gave him great pleasure? Can you get your head around that for a moment? You are in God's family, and it gives God great pleasure. Amazing. Pause. Truth. And I started to think for a moment, okay, that's great. So God's a parent, God's a loving parent. Well, I'm a parent as well. There must be some similarities, although clearly God does a better job than I do. But I started to think for a moment and just paused and saw as my kids do the things that they do. And even when they've messed up, even when they've done stuff that I'm not very pleased about, and I've just gently corrected them without raising my voice, that actually, I take a step back for a moment, and the fact that, you know, I had a conversation this week with, it was with Lauren, actually, and she'd done something that she knew was wrong, and she said to me, you think I'm an idiot, don't you? And so it gave me an opportunity to explain that I didn't think she was an idiot. I wasn't pleased with what she's done. And I tried to explain to her that actually, despite what she's done, it doesn't make any difference to how I see her in terms of my love for her. And it took me a while to try and explain this to her, and we had several conversations because she's convinced that I think she's an idiot. and she reminded me of that on a couple of occasions. But at that moment, it caused me to stop and think. There's times when perhaps I say to God, "God, I've done that again. I bet you think I'm an idiot." Where actually God's response is, and do you know what I mean? It's not easy for us to think like this, because if you're like me, you're sitting there thinking, "Yeah, well, we know that we're not idiots." But actually, how many times do you have a conversation that actually you say to God, "God, do you not think I'm an idiot? You know, I'm not worthy. I'm not this. I'm not that." We go down the tubes. We go down the plug hole, and we actually remove ourselves from God's blessing. We remove ourselves from allowing God to do the things that He wants to do in our lives. And actually, another thing that's very simple. I realize that when the kids are doing the things that they enjoy, whether they're playing squash, whether they're hanging out with their friends, whether they're on the trampoline, and often my kids say to me, Dad, watch this. Dad, watch this. And sometimes the things that they're doing are amazing. They're great. Sometimes, to be honest, they're a bit ordinary. And I probably would sometimes prefer to watch something else, especially on the 16th time, because I don't know about you, if you've seen trampolining, it's quite similar as it goes on. But there's always, as I look at it and take a moment, I can just get so much enjoyment from just seeing Joel and Lauren do the things that they do. And it hit me that actually, with you and I, although we know that the things that we do, that we mess up on, they cause God a problem, but it doesn't affect the way that He loves us. Actually, even though I know that's true, the reality is that's not the way that I always live. That's not the way I always respond to God. And I really believe very strongly that as we spend time in this season of prayer, as we dedicate ourselves, as we devote ourselves to saying to God, "Well, look, we're serious about this." I think that as we push further into those things, we get allow ourselves time to spend in God's presence. Those times of quiet that we've had this last week, and looking ahead to this week, the plan is that we'll get together, those of us who are able to, somewhere in the Ashwood Centre between 7 and 8, so that we can get together and we can sort of seek God's face together, say, "God, we're serious together. We're going to be here 7 till 8, apart from Tuesday, and we're going to be in Trinity because they pray once a month, I think, and we thought it would be an excellent idea for us as church to meet together with the other Christians in Kirkby. 7 to 8 in the morning." That was clear to me. 7 to 8 in the morning this week, and then next week 7 to 8 in the evening, just to allow different opportunities for us to be together and to seek God's face. And I really believe that as we do that, God is going to give us a different perspective. What I'd like us to do just for a moment now, because we've done a lot of talking and we've done a lot of stuff that we hope our kids will pick up on as well, just to take a moment, let's be quiet. The kids are going to come back in a moment or two. And one of the things that some of them did at Grapevine was that they did one of these prayer tunnels. And so the kids were actually prayed for the leaders and prayed for some of the adults. And what we felt as we were planning this morning, and it fits really well, because I think that one of the things that God will do is give us a fresh perspective when our kids pray for us. There's something really significant and powerful about allowing kids with their childlike faith, which Jesus loved, to just pray things over us. And you don't have to, but if you want to, we're going to ask the kids to pray for us when they come back in. So that's the next plan after that. But let's just take a moment just to reflect and ask God to change some of our perspective. Is that okay?